It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Vicky. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, but there are some mixed undertones based on expectations of variable demand. Prices at the terminal markets are called mostly steady, with one location called firm. Tops from $29 to $32.50. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, November 26, negotiated swine purchases were 17,906. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $38 to $52. The weighted average, $46.93, a gain of 17 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.80 to $40, the weighted average $36.95. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,029. The base price range was $37.25 to $55. The weighted average was $49.43, a gain of 44 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $30.59 to $41, and the weighted average was $38.71. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, and looking at the Midwest weather, we had that wet weather system come through yesterday. It's dried out in the Midwest. Another cold front is going to come through the area tomorrow into early Thursday, behind which temperatures will turn cool again. Ahead of it, a little milder tomorrow, but with strong winds, so it won't feel warm. And for those that need to do things in the fields, the higher wind tomorrow and Thursday will probably not be a good thing for field work, as the winds will probably not allow for some activities to take place. That is for anybody that has to get in the fields at all. But not much in the way of precipitation over the next several days. We are looking at a weather system that will come into the Midwest this weekend, and it looks like it's going to be a wet one, so that will help recharge soil moisture. And on the north edge of it, it could be a white weather system. So there could be a band of snow that moves across parts of the Midwest. The question right now is exactly where will the snow fall and where will it be heaviest and where will that rain snow line occur. So that's something we don't have the details on, but it's likely that there will be some sort of weather system that will bring some snow to perhaps northern Missouri and parts of Iowa, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin, and rain farther south of there. But we'll be telling you more about that later in the week. And then it does look like colder air is going to be moving into at least the upper Midwest next week and then plunging into New England, keeping the Great Plains away from the coldest air. But it does look like we are going to turn colder early next week. And basically, a late November, early December weather pattern setting up for our area. Now, as we go to the southern hemisphere, of course, a lot of concern is still with portions of South America. And as we look at the situation there, there's no big change. It looks like Argentina is going to be mainly dry this week through the weekend. So concerns with dryness are going to accelerate there. And the concerns are greatest in the western growing areas now. So Cordoba, a large producing state of soybeans and corn, very, very dry. La Pampa, where some corn is grown, and also farther north, some beans in San Diego del Estero. And those are the areas that are driest. But even farther to the east, it does look like there's some dry weather in the offing there through the weekend. So farther east, the subsoil is still in decent shape in Argentina, but topsoil is getting a little dry. And widespread rain will be needed here in the not-too-distant future in Argentina, or that could be affecting in a negative way crop emergence and early development. And it does look like there will only be a few isolated showers and thunderstorms the next several days. The western portions of Argentina are also going to be very warm, so that's going to increase drying rates there. So basically, that's an area of concern. Now, as far as Brazil goes, no big change from what we told you yesterday. But in case you didn't tune in yesterday because getting off the holidays, there's a reversal of the weather pattern in Brazil, and it does look like that there's going to be significant rains in the northeastern portions of Brazil. That's the area that was dry, bone dry, for months. Now Bahia, northern Goiás, northern and eastern Minas Gerais are going to get locally heavy rainfall over the next several days, and the northern production of areas of Brazil in general, which include the rest of Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso, will be getting some rain. It will be drier in central and southern sections of Brazil, but not a problem there as they've had recent rainfall. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 836.5, down 2.5. Last trade up 6. March, 852, down 2.25. Last trade up 4.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 830.5, up 16.5 on my machine. Last trade up 6.5. July, 707, down 3. Last trade up 5. December corn opened at 384.75, down 1. Last trade down 3/4. July, 422, down 1/4. Last trade unchanged. Take it out to December of 2008, 430.5, down 1/2. Last trade down 1/4. January beans opened at 1099, down 4.5. Last trade down 6.75. July, 1123, down 5.75. Last trade down 4.5. November of next year, 1035, down 2.5. Last trade down 5.5. December soybean meal opened at 292, down 90. Last trade down 150. December soybean oil opened at 46.69, unchanged. Last trade down 12. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
As we've been doing for the last several weeks, we start with the outside markets where crude oil has broken sharply this morning to the downside, dropping below its 10-day moving average and actually trying to test its 20-day moving average, which right now is about 94.39.
That's something that could easily pull commodities down today. They've been following it some days and not others, but down that hard, it's also pulled the metals down hard, and that we would think that that would pull grains down. But overnight, wheat made a good recovery off of lows, and there are people out there looking to buy wheat down about 20 cents.
There seems to be two trains of thought going on, Pete. The night session and the day session distinctly different recently.
Yes, they have been. And again, the night session two nights ago, we had crude oil up, almost made a new high again, and then by the time daytime came around, it was down $1.20. So crude oil has been very volatile. It's been helping lead things. The stock market and all the worries about the banking industry have helped lead things. And overnight, we had a big move there. Stock market came back a lot because an investment firm in Dubai bought out pumped, I think it was $700 million into one of these banks that was really struggling due to the home loan mess that some of them are in.
So let's look at some particulars. Yesterday in corn, we saw a bearish key reversal. Are we going to see selling off of that today?
I think we will. Last night we were two-sided a little bit. At least we got to unchanged up 1/4 and a few, but we were not down much. We were just a little bit lower, but with the crude oil down that hard, I would think that would hurt the ethanol and that side of the energy part of corn.
And in the beans, we have the, I suppose, a little bit of treading water because we have the inventory report due out tomorrow in crude oil, so maybe there will be a little profit-taking today.
Yeah, I would think with the beans have made new contract highs every day except maybe yesterday. During the day, at night they made new ones again, and then last night they backed off from those. again. And part of that was the crude oil. Part of it could be that, that inventory report.
What do you make of this wheat market?
Wheat market, we are quite a bit off the lows that we made sometime in that 2 weeks ago. And wheat still is the tightest ever usage to stocks ratio. The stocks are the lowest in about 30, 35 years. We're still harvesting in the southern hemisphere for the next 2 months. I think of it as late June there. And we in the northern hemisphere have planted a ton more, and we will start harvesting around May 1. We'll have a month or two in there of no harvest. We still have very tight supplies that are keeping prices higher. Once the new harvest of the northern hemisphere starts, we could push that down severely.
So very quickly, the wheat call?
The wheat call is actually 2 to 3 higher, and the beans are 7 to 10 lower, and the corn's 2 to 3 lower.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana.